Tribe Skipper Terry Francona alongside on News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Terry, good morning. I appreciate you.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, I know how this works. Media guys, here's one more interview. You're going to be asked the same questions over and over.
I'm okay. I like talking about baseball.
I know, but let me. Yeah, but see, my key is to ask you something you haven't been asked. I'm going to show you a picture.
That scares me.
I'm going to show you a picture with one question. Who paid?
That is, okay. When Jimmy went, you show me a picture. People can't see it, of Jimmy Hanlon.
Jimmy Hanlon had you and Rick Manning and Hargrove for an outing and an interview. Now here's my, because I know all these guys. Hargrove hasn't gone to the pocket in 20 years. Rick Manning wouldn't know what a greens fee is. Okay, he just goes from the car to the tee. Hanlon owns the courses, so I'm guessing this is your club. You may have got stuck with this round. It was
an unbelievable day. First of all, Jimmy shows up with those Cleveland Indian golf pants on, and I was dying. We had 5 hours of golf, and there wasn't, I'm guessing they could have had 5 hours of television because there was more going back and forth. It was fun. I mean, you've been around all those guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was a treat for me.
Well, again, I just was worried. I figured you got stuck because it was your memory.
I may have. It was my course. But if I did, it was worth it.
Well, I'm good for you. I enjoyed that. Let me jump around, ask you about a couple of things. You talked about that bad taste and a way to get that bad taste out of everybody's mouth, including the fans, is to hear baseball on the radio and to get the guys back, right?
You know what? Whether it ends with a victory or whether it ends with a bitter disappointment like it did last year, our job is to move on, find a way to take whatever happened and use it to our advantage. So that's what we plan to do. The best way, like you just alluded to, is to get back at it. And there's a process in spring training. You know, one of the things we're going to try to do, we're going to try to see how good we can be.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you do that? It's not by looking ahead 4 months. It's by showing up today, having a great day of work, and then turn the page, learn from whatever happened, and then have a good day at work tomorrow.
Let me throw some guys at you. Just some other off stories. Off season, Edwin Encarnacion, I'm told it was the wedding of the year in the Dominican Republic.
That's what I understand.
Pictures and everything else. I mean, it went big time. I know.
Yeah, I know. We had a lot of guys that went, and I think they had a pretty good time. I think it was one of the biggest weddings, I guess, in the history. So good for him.
You know, last year, he's one of those guys, you sit around and you, as a fan now, I know, but as a fan, you're like, week after, you think he's struggling. All of a sudden, you look up, how many home runs does he have now? I mean, you know.
Well, he got off to such a slow start.
Yeah.
And I mean, he did there's no way getting around it.
Yeah.
To the point where I think we were in early May, and I said, you know, Eddie, you want a day off? Because I just want, you know, sometimes a day off lets a guy breathe a little bit.
Right.
And he said, no. He goes, no day off. He goes, I need to figure this out. And I know the fans were getting restless, but when you see a guy that's accountable like that, and then you look up, like you said, you look up and he's got 30 and 100, and you can probably pretty much put it in stone he's going to get those numbers.
Terry Francona alongside from Goodyear for a couple more minutes. Let me go a couple around things around the infield. There could be times that you've got literally all-star players at all those positions. I mean, no matter how it shakes out, I don't want to get too far ahead, but let's touch on
it. But I mean, and the idea is to get them healthy so they can be, like you said, all-star caliber players, like Kipnis. When Kip has shown, when he's healthy, he's a really good player. He hasn't always been healthy. Lindor, Ramirez, Alonso, we feel pretty good about that. Now, in name, looks great. Now, we got to get everybody ready. We got to keep guys healthy because when they're healthy, they're going to be productive.
Outfield, I think I saw a quote, it's like a 1,500-piece puzzle set that may play out throughout the year. And as you've said, I think you already said it to players, look, there's 60-some guys. I may see over half of you at some point during the year.
Probably two-thirds, actually. So, you know, we're going to take 25 when we go north. We know that. We also know it's going to take way more than that to get through a season. So you try to get to know everybody here as well as you can, and then some guys are going to go to AAA. I keep in touch with Trem all the time. We even have guys, like you said, from AA coming up last year.
Yep.
We know it's going to be more than 25, so we try to take this time here in Goodyear and get to know everybody as well as we can.
Pitching, but I want to ask you about staff. Carl Willis back, Scott Atchison, who, you know, Cody Allen was with me this week, and Cody talked about how much help Atch was in charting and preparing guys, and that behind the scenes stuff a fan doesn't see a lot.
And we do. We created a spot for Atch because we didn't want him to leave because we thought he was kind of a star in the making. little bit like Kevin Cash when he came here. We believe in not so much titles for guys, but people. Well, Atch took his job and ran with it. So when Carl was a pitching coach, we put Atch out in the bullpen. So that's good. But then we wanted to replace what Atch did. So we went and got Brian Sweeney. So we feel like we have a three-headed pitching, kind of a pitching combo. And I'll tell you what, our pitching is going to be in great shape. We have three really good pitching coaches.
Three more guys want to run by you. Mike Clevinger, just talk about him some. He's also on the show this week.
He came to camp in great shape. I mean, my goodness sakes, he works hard. And that makes you feel good right out of the bat. Clev, it's going to be interesting to see where Clev goes because he has all the pitches, all the tools to be a bona fide 200-inning major league pitcher. Can he command enough? Does he, you know, is he going to be consistent enough? He's in the midst of trying to prove that.
Right.
You know, the last five starts of the year last year, you'd think, well, not only that, he's probably going to be an all-star. So we've all seen the ability. Now it's just going to be the consistency.
Josh Tomlin, I wrote down a word. I know you may hate the word control because you can't control a lot of things in baseball. But when you got a couple guys and you're clapping, need a ground ball here, need a ground. Tomlin's the guy you want on the mound, right?
Yeah, you know what's so cool about that is he never beats himself.
Yeah.
You can't run on him. You know, he doesn't walk anybody. You know, there's going to be days when the wind's blowing out and he's throwing the ball over the middle. He's going to give it up. But as far as a teammate goes, a guy that has all the right, you know, team ahead of personal, there's none better. He's one of the best teammates I've ever been around.
Terry Francona, thank you. When I see Manning and Hargrove, maybe I'll beat him up for a couple golf balls at least to try and help you.
Oh, luck with that.
You know they'll have logos on them, though, right?
Yeah, I guarantee you.
Terry, good luck.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.